Where are you, God? Taken from Job chapter 19, verse 21 and 25 through 27. Are you familiar with Job's story? He was the most blameless and upright man on earth when God stepped back and allowed Satan to attack him. Satan believed that if God were to remove his hand of protection and generosity from Job, surely Job would turn his back to God. Father knew Job's heart. He gave Satan permission to torment him to the point that he despised his own life, wishing he had never been born. Job had done nothing wrong. He was as close to a perfect son as he could possibly be while still in the flesh. God didn't explain to him that he was being used as an example. In fact, God was silent. Each day got harder to endure. His friends told him to repent. His wife told him to curse God and die. Just get it over with. But Job was grounded in his faith. It was not dependent on God's favor and protection. Through his misery, even as he declares, "The hand of God has struck me," he knows in his heart that he has not been abandoned forever. "I know my Redeemer lives, that in the end he will rise on the dust, so that after my skin has been thus destroyed, even without my flesh, I will see God. I will see him for myself. My eyes, not someone else's, will behold him." Nicole C. Mullen sings the song Redeemer. The last line says, "I know my Redeemer lives. I spoke with him this morning." Are you able to say with conviction that you know your Redeemer lives? Have you spoken with him this morning? He's always awake, alert, and waiting for you.